You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says buildings have a life cycle just like people do. We'll find out about the new field of domecology.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. A lot more happened than the state budget making it out of the Joint Finance Committee. This week, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told reporters in Wisconsin that the push to change the redistricting process is a lot like bodybuilding.
I mean, I remember with bodybuilding, it was the same thing. No one knew what the hell bodybuilding was. And then, you know, we had to kind of really promote it and talk and give speeches and write books and all this, and do documentaries like Pumping Iron. And then, eventually, it became popular and now everyone does it.
Schwarzenegger is one of a group of prominent national Republicans who support the challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court to Wisconsin's Republican-drawn district maps. Other supporters include U.S. Senator John McCain and Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Robert Menser is a senior statewide editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, and he's with us about every Friday to look at the week's biggest news in Wisconsin. Rob, happy Friday.
Hey, thank you. Happy Friday to you as well.
So, Rob, why is Arnold Schwarzenegger weighing in on Wisconsin's redistricting challenge? What's going on?
Yes, this is a cause that Schwarzenegger has taken up post his governorship. And as you mentioned, he is not the only the only Republican on this issue, but it is notable that Republicans, including Schwarzenegger and Kasich and McCain, put their name on this amicus brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court that takes the side of saying that Wisconsin's redistricting maps from 2010 should be ruled unconstitutional, and that politicians should not have as much leeway as Wisconsin Republicans claimed to choose their own voters.
And that messaging we just heard, it's just like bodybuilding. That's not one that we've heard from other supporters of this legal challenge. But what do you think about that? Is it
everything is like bodybuilding. If you really get right down to it, the analogy works for any effort. No, I mean, listen, there's something to it. Gerrymandering, redistricting maps is, it is not a sexy issue in the sense that it is highly technical. There are these parties that use these software programs and algorithms to determine the maps, and you can get very deep into the weeds when it comes to the question of exactly how much gerrymandering is allowed by law. But I mean, this is there is an underlying substantive issue here about democracy and representation, and so I take the analogy. He sees this as a long-term effort that takes years and years, and you have to put in a bunch of work, and it's not always fun. But then at the end, you get to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess.
And he walked the walk. He did some work on partisan redistricting in California, right?
Right. No, I mean, it's completely legit. It is not he is not new to the issue at all. It's a passion.
And Rob, where are we on the timeline in the Supreme Court challenge?
So this does get a bit confusing because there have been multiple legal challenges. This particular challenge to Wisconsin's 2010 map is not about racial makeup. That's been a cause of other challenges. In this case, it's about exactly how dramatically Republicans are allowed to advantage themselves. The case will go before the Supreme Court on October 3rd, and it's likely that the court would rule then sometime in 2018.
So coming up pretty soon, at least in the beginnings of it.
And in time for midterms.
And we're talking now with Rob Menser from USA Today, and we're talking about the biggest stories from Wisconsin this week. And on Wednesday, the Associated Press shared records that Attorney General Brad Schimel has spent about $83,000 on State Justice Department promotional items. Rob, what do you make of this story?
Yeah, it's a lot of swag. I mean, I found this story kind of fascinating, actually. So this is essentially a follow-up from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in January reported that Schimmel spent $10,000 of taxpayer money to produce coins, these sort of commemorative coins that were notable because they bore the initials KAED, which is apparently stands for Schimmel's catchphrase, kicking ass every day. And some people thought maybe $10,000 of taxpayer money for KAED coins might have seemed excessive. So this is a sort of a follow-up on that. As of March, the Department of Justice said they will not be producing any more of the coins. But some of the numbers that revealed in this latest records that were released were $6,000 on branded pistol cases, $6,200 on messenger bags, and $3,200 on candy, as well as $100 on fortune cookies for some reason.
And these were used as giveaways at state conventions, right? That's what they were used for.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Schimmel's position here through a spokesman is that you always see swag at these sort of training events. The department puts on a lot of training events, and so if you break it down by everyone, some 10,000 people who've attended these things, it's not really that much money relative to the number of attendees at these trainings. So, you know, folks can take that for what it's worth.
And moving on to another story, Rob. Yesterday, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha announced that he's going to be stepping down from his leadership role. What's behind that change for him?
The word is Foxconn, it would seem. So, I mean, at the very least, that is what sort of forced Democrats to this point. Some Democrats say that there's been sort of discontent with Barca's leadership before this point. But really what seems to have led us here is the fact that Barca voted in favor of the governor's Foxconn incentives package, and in general was seen as a sort of a key ally in that effort. And for the leader of the Democratic Party, that some folks thought didn't care for that.
And do we have any idea who might replace Barca as minority leader?
Sure. We have, as of today, Representative Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh said he is in the running. Hintz is an energetic figure, and I think probably is fair to say just by demeanor, a little more combative. He's even been in trouble in the past for being a bit profane in his statements toward Republicans. So, what I think it speaks to is the sort of political approach that Wisconsin Democrats want to take here. It seems to me that you could read this as Democrats placing a bet that Foxconn is not going to be a political winner for Walker in 2018, and they want to be set up to have their clean opposition to Foxconn be an election issue in the midterms, or in Walker's reelection, rather.
I'll be watching to see what happens there. And finally, Rob, I don't know about in Wausau, in Madison, it's been a little chilly this week, and that's true. I think colors are ahead in northern Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be an early fall.
It's fall. Veronica, it's here. I don't know what the calendar
winter is
says.
Coming. Is that what you're telling
it's
me?
Fall. It feels like fall. It is fall, is what I say.
Are you seeing colors where you are?
Barely. I mean, a little. But, I mean, it's certainly like even, it's like the last week of August, and you start to notice dry leaves on the sidewalk. Like, it feels like it's coming a little early. I would say it's barely any actual colors here, maybe a bit north of here. I hear tell that there are some, but they're coming. Yeah, and the latest prediction said an early fall this year for the fall colors, like middle of September, early, maybe the third week of September, we could be seeing some pretty colors.
So we got to get up there early if we're going to do our leaf peeping. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Robert Menser, senior statewide editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, and he's with us almost every Friday to look at Wisconsin's biggest headlines.